of course, the Dead Kennedys, with Viva Las Vegas, an Elvis cover from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted to that very record from the 33 and a Third series. Great record. And Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys was on the show. It was on the, documentary on the Epix channel. I have to say on the Epix channel because I assume that nobody knows what I'm talking about unless I have to be more specific. I had heard that Jello Biafra wasn't doing that well. Not that he was sick, but just that he was kind of out of his mind. He had spent like several weeks barricaded into his home in like Northern California. He emerged with this a very long beard, and he had written everything out longhand, of course, and it was like this manifesto on life and how to fix things and politics and everything that he cared about. So that seemed like crazy talk to me, but he was on the show and he seemed fine. Anyway, before that, the Germs with No God from Germs compilations, the Circle Jerks prior to that with Live Fast Die Young. That song was actually on the documentary as well. And then before that, we had Black Flag starting things off with Rise Above from Damaged, from the Henry Rollins era Black Flag. And so moving right along, all these songs are so short, I've kind of got to juggle lots of things here, but not that I'm looking for sympathy. This is whatever. All right, let's move on. Another band here that got profiled significantly was from New York, the Cro-Mags, and I can't say I know them really, really well, but they featured prominently in both episodes 2 and 3 as kind of like that 80s version of what punk became, kind of when it was morphing into hardcore. We're going to hear World Peace from Before the Quarrel, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. I'm there.
Oh, right. Agnostic Front, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and yeah, the sonic assault of Agnostic Front. I can't even imagine. The live version of that song has got to be completely different from what we just heard. I mean, I can just picture like the lead vocalist in a booth, right, just doing his thing. But live, it's just a big mess, just like, everybody together, just like crazy, craziness, punching, kicking, hair pulling. All right, there we go. Agnostic Front with Eliminator from Cause for Alarm. Before that, X with Soul Kitchen, our second cover of the night, The Doors original. You know, it's funny, I was going to play The Doors. I was going to play like Break On Through because there had been, in episode one, somebody had said that, I think it was a train coming or something. Somebody had said that The Doors were an influence on them and they became like a punk artist. So it was kind of like, I should play some Doors stuff. And I didn't, but instead I played a cover, X's version of Soul Kitchen. Before that, The Bags with Bagpipe from Bags 89. DOA with World War III from the Bloody But Unbowed, Unbowed collection on vinyl. And then it was Cro-Mags with World Peace. Before The Quarrel was the record that was taken from 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me. This has been my show. It's like my own soundtrack to the documentary series on the Epix channel called Punk, produced by Guy Pop and John Varvatos. And it was pretty cool. And I just think it was just interesting to hear all the stuff about the hardcore scene, which I'd never really heard too much about. I mean, I knew some of it, but it was to hear it from the original voices was kind of interesting. So that was probably the most thrilling thing for me. Thrilling is definitely the right word. And before we're done here, we're going to play stuff from the last episode, which was all about the 90s resurgence of punk, like Nirvana. We'll hear that, and we'll hear some other stuff like Pennywise and also NoFX. And Offspring, we have to play that one because these songs were so huge and they were legitimate punk bands that were sort of whisked away into buying like houses and making like millions of dollars. So that's sort of how that goes. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Up next, we're going to hear this track from Fear, Let's Have a War, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
shit's a mistake, and I get anxious around. Just put it on my shoulder, start to hold her, swinging and swaying, and moaning begun. She's automatic.
All right, there we go. Rebel Girl from Bikini Kill. Prior to that, Pennywise with Beautiful Day. Peaceful Day. What did I say? Beautiful Day? Peaceful Day from About Time. And then we had Rancid with She's Automatic from And Out Came the Wolves. A huge record for them. Massive. No Effects prior to that with Linoleum from Punk and Drublic. A great, great album title. I love that. And it was Fear's Let's Have a War from the Fear record that started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And our show tonight has been all about the punk miniseries, 4 episodes, produced by Iggy Pop and John Varvatos. And it's been great. I loved every minute of it. And Brett Gurwitz from Epitaph Records and Bad Religion figures prominently in that. And it was just like, his label was completely taking off. In fact, we just heard three Epitaph releases in a row between Pennywise, Rancid, and NoFX, with a couple more yet to come. The Offspring is up next with this. I have to play this massive single. I mean, the whole thing about punk is that it was underground and nobody was buying any of these records, and it was hard to find these things and hard to find people playing it, and it was just sort of not a thing that everybody knew about. And you know, I think a lot of these bands have been recognized in retrospect after the fact, after they broke up. That's why a lot of them get back together when they're older and do these tours. But the whole thing about this last episode was that it was about punk and how it became mainstream and how all the alternative became mainstream and everything became huge. And one of those singles that made this possible was this one from Offspring. We're going to hear it come out and play. Incredibly overplayed back then. Oh, my God. But I'm going to do it because I think it just has to be done. All right, here we go. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey!
The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Separated.
Hey!
Man, you're talking back to me.
Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Separated.
Hey!
Man, you're disrespecting me.
Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Hey!
Don't be no mind. You're under 18. You won't be doing any time.
Hey!
Hey!
another hacker through headed free, but I need him locked on my knees to beat. At this point in this friendly verse, I gotta sing a little something that I haven't rehearsed. It's about my man and his name is Hillel, for who by love is no brother sacred. Take it, hook up that ass, Slim Bar, take it.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the Chili Peppers with Me and My Friends from the Uplift Mofo Party Plan. Now, Flea was also in this documentary, and he doesn't look bad, you know, he looks fine. And what was interesting about him was that he told, or he said that he was a huge jazz fan. When he was a kid, he loved jazz. He wasn't really into rock. Nothing else really appealed to him except for jazz. You know, he thought the music was really, and he made all kinds of like cool, like, you know, sound effects with his, you know, about what a trumpet or a sax would sound like. And he was really into it. He made it sound really intense. And then he said he went and saw a Fear show. He saw the band Fear live, and that was what changed him. And then seeing Fear, and I think it was the Germs as well. And all of a sudden he turned into like a punk rocker, and he was into punk. So I just think it's amazing that he went from jazz to punk. With like nowhere in between. That's like two extremes, it seems to me. And of course we heard one of those earlier tracks from the Chili Peppers. Before that it was Bad Religion with Suffer from the album of the same name. And the amount of reverence people have on the West Coast, especially within the Epitaph label for Bad Religion, is unprecedented. And they are a great band, but I just think that came across pretty well. The guy from Pennywise was in the show, as well as Fat Mike, and I think the guy from Offspring or something. L7 before that, I think her name is Danita Sparks from L7 was on the documentary series. We heard Shit List from the Natural Born Killers soundtrack. And we started things off with the Offspring's Come Out and Play, a massive, huge hit from Smash. A smash from Smash. It was just ridiculous. I don't know. I think they sold more records than Nirvana, which is kind of a little annoying anyway. But anyway, it is what it is. Also on the program was Mike Ness from Social Distortion, a favorite of mine, so we're going to hear Let It Be Me from Social Distortion, the album's Social Distortion, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We're come to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
underneath, of course, we've got Pretty Vicious with Are You Entertained from the Beauty of Youth record. They're the future of punk. Sorry, we can't hear the whole thing, but I'll make it up to them another time. So we've got to end with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's the song that changed everything for punk. It made it popular, it sold millions of records, and made it possible for bands like Green Day and Offspring and all the Epitaph bands to be possible. So we're going to end with that, and I think that's appropriate. So I'll give them the last word. I'll see you next week here in 1,000 Points of Light.